So, anyway, for those who are missing class this morning, you're going to see something special, because towards the middle of the end of class, we're going to have Champaka display the different mudras we talked about in my class that I gave on Tuesday. So, anyway, those who sleep, they lose. Jai Hubra Tumata Hubra Kunabi Khaguri Jai Hubra Tumata Hubra Kunjabi Khaguri Dana Balaba Idibaru Dagote Lopijano Malaba Idibaru Dagote Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jano Randa Uta Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jano Jana Muna Te Ravana Chahu Te Te Ravana Chaguti Jai Hurat Umadva Kundabi Khauri Kunjabi Khauri Gopi Jana Balaba Kiri Varadhari Pidana Malaba Kiri Varada Ube Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jano Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Nana Braja Janaran Jana Yamuna Te Ravana Chalti Yamuna Te Ravana Chalti Jai Radhu Madhava Kunjabi Khauri Jai Radhu Madhava Kunjabi Khauri guy. Om Vishnu Pad Padmahansa Parvati Kacharya Osatara Satashi Shimad, His Divine Grace. Abhaya Charanada Bhakta Pradana Gosami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Ananda Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai, Rem Se Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sidwaita Gadamha Srivasani Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Sri Sri Radhakrishna Gopi Gopinath Sayam Kun Radhakunda Gidi Gopadan Ki Jai, Vrindavanam Kijai, Maturam Kijai, Jagannathaswami Kijai, Yamanamai Kijai, Srimati Lasadeva Kijai, Samveda Bhakta Vrindi Kijai, Gaur Privilada Hari Hari Gaur. All glories, the assembled devotees, all glories, the assembled devotees, all glories, the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada Kijai. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya. Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vinanta Swamini Namani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pajarani Nivashesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deja Tarni. So today we are reading from the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 33rd chapter, text 9. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva. Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Kachit Samam Mukundena Swara Jatir Amishritaha Undinye Pujita Tena Priyata Sadhu Sadhu Viti Tad Eva Dhruvam Undinye Tashai Manang cha bahu adat. All right. Kachit samam kundena swara jatir amishritaha undinye pujita tena priyata sadhu sadviti Tadeva Dhruva Mundinye Tashyaimanam Jabhavyadat Kachit Samam Kundena Swarajati Rameshita Undinye Pujita Tena Priyata sadhu sadhvati Tadeva dhruva mundinye Tashyai manam jabhavyadat Kachit samam kundena Swarajati ramishritaha Unninye pujita tena Priyata sadhu sadviti Tadeva dhruva mundinye Tashyai manam jabhavyatat
Thank you.
Right? Okay, go ahead. No, go ahead. Kachet, a certain gopi, zamam, together, mukundena, with Lord Krishna, aswara jatihi, pure musical tones, amishritaha, not confused with the sounds vibrated by Krishna. Unindye, she raised. Pujita, honored. Tena, by him. Priyata, who was pleased. Sadhu, sadhu iti, saying excellent, excellent. Tat eva, that same melody. Dhruvam, with a particular metrical pattern. Uninye, vibrated, another gopi. Tajai, to her. Manam, special respect. Cha, and. Bahu, much. Adat, he gave. So translation, one gopi, joining Lord Mukunda in his singing, sang pure melodious tones that rose harmoniously above his. So that they were doing harmony. It's interesting. Sometimes people say, I thought this was quite interesting, that sometimes people say that harmony is not Vedic. You ever heard that?
Yeah.
Vedic.
But it's Krishna.
Yeah, but Krishna, but the gopi did it. Harmoniously means that she was doing it in harmony. Just like in the West, you know, you have like 2-3-part harmonies and also what's called a barbershop quartet. So, actually, Lord Chaitanya said, I can comment on this. Lord Chaitanya said, as we're reading every morning in Shastra, there's no hard and fast rules for chanting the holy names. I mean, the whole point is when you get into the holy names is not so much get into your own false ego and think how beautiful I'm chanting or become so attracted to all the musical sounds. Of course, here in this particular context, the musical sounds are actually done or singing to glorify Krishna. So it's not that they're being caught up in something mundane like we would be, like we brought so many different instruments or something like that. But if the instruments help you concentrate on the holy name. The whole point is, like we were talking about the other day, accepting everything favorable and rejecting everything unfavorable. So another statement in the Vedas is, Palena Parachyate, You judge from the results. So if by using harmony, people can concentrate better, you attract more people to the holy name, go for it. Because like sometimes it's controversial here that we may use a harmonium during the Mangal Arati. I mean, not the leader. Actually, Prabhupada did not want the leader using a harmonium because then you won't dance. The leader should actually be the ones setting the rhythm. That was actually Prabhupada's intention. So that's why generally you hear Prabhupada's statement that he didn't want the harmonium in the kirtan because it would actually keep people from dancing. That's, you know, you have to understand the reason behind each and every injunction. So if harmony can get people to be attracted to Krishna, why not? It's not Maya. I mean, so many people think that anything else other than what they call Vedic is Maya. But people don't even know what Vedic is. You know, the word Veda means knowledge. And what is that knowledge? As Krishna says in the 15th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, by all the Vedas, what? I am to be known. That's knowledge. Veda does not refer to a certain ethnicity of expression. You understand? Ethnicity. That means a certain ethnic. Ethnic means like a particular country. We have our ethnic ways of doing things. We have our ethnic instruments. We have our ethnic dress in America. Do we have an ethnic dress in America? I'm not sure. We have our, you know, the ethnic hairstyles which change every 10 or 20 years. It was like when I was a new devotee, it was an ethnic hairstyle, part of American culture, wasn't actually culture, it was just the ethnics. So it was to have long hair. So when the devotees went out, isn't it, on Sankirtan, they had to wear wigs with long hair. They couldn't just have like a nice hair like Drishapuru has, which I wish I had too. But it's just like, you know, they couldn't do it because they would look weird. What are you, straight? Isn't that? You know, that meant straight means, you know, you're rejected from society. We don't want to talk to you. You're one of those, you know, demons, basically. And now, it's very common to find businessmen with bald heads. You know, when I travel, I see a lot of, like, respectable people, and not only devotees, who have bald heads. So this is, I guess, the ethnicity changes according to time, place, and circumstance. So we shouldn't confuse a particular style, just like we're going to hear here about a different style of singing or ragas and things like that. It's not that we have to learn those things to present Krishna consciousness. Because as I've mentioned before, Lord Chaitanya says, no hard and fast rules for chanting the holy name. Of course, there are hard and fast rules, but these are devotional rules, not material rules. We have to be able to differentiate between material rules and devotional rules. And devotional rules are like the 10 offenses you should avoid. And on the positive side, chanting with volume, hankering to please Krishna or to see to Krishna or to pray to Krishna to give mercy or pray to Krishna to give mercy to someone else. I mean, there are devotional rules for chanting, but we have to be careful not to consider the external manifestation or external rules are actually going to help us become more Krishna conscious than not following them. So they sang pure melodious tones that rose harmoniously above his. In other words, of course, they were chanting in a higher register, obviously, because the ladies chant generally in a higher register than men. Krishna was pleased and showed his great appreciation for her performance, saying, excellent, excellent. Then another gopi repeated the same melody, but in a special metrical pattern. And Krishna praised her also. In other words, her metrical pattern, metric means the beat, for those of you who don't know, was actually different than the first gopi and different than Krishna's gopi. So it was like it bounced off each other. Whoop. It's very interesting. And Krishna praised her also. So having fancy music is not against the Krishna consciousness philosophy. Because if Krishna does it, and the gopis do it, it's good enough for me. Anyway, so there's no commentary. Well, actually, we should read this together. Please repeat. One gopi joining Lord Mukunda in his singing, sang pure melodious tones that rose harmoniously above his. Krishna was pleased and showed great appreciation for her performance, saying, "Excellent, excellent." Then another gopi repeated the same melody, but in a special metrical pattern. Krishna praised her also. I mean, it's really difficult to have like two or three people chanting and someone else chanting in a different meter or a different pattern of meters. It's just like, I mean, if it's done right, it's amazing. But if it's done wrong, it drives you crazy. So she was actually doing it properly, obviously. So Vishwanath, there's no commentary by our acharyas, or let's see, our ISKCON acharyas, who are following Srila Prabhupada. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments, the swaras are born from the shrutis. The seven swaras correspond, and these are the Western notes, the seven Western notes, you know. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Of course, they have different names in music that people learn, and I don't remember all the names. And the names are not important, it's the same things. You know, the seven notes, you know, then there's the eighth note, which is the same as the first note. You understand? Like, of course, in the Western world, it's C, D, right? No, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and then it goes back to C. It goes back to A, because I'm thinking C, because I'm thinking of the C scale. But there's different scales, and there's different intervals between different notes in the scales. You understand? Sometimes there's a full interval, sometimes there's a half interval. There's two half intervals and five full intervals between the notes. Anyway, a little bit of musicology there. So the swaras are born from the shrutis. The seven swaras correspond to the cries of the peacock, chataka, goat, crane, cuckoo, stork, and elephant. Now, I guess Champaka will have to explain that to us later on. So the jatis arising from the arrangement of the swaras are 18. The jatis are the source of ragas. These are the combination. In other words, there's jatis are the combinations of the swaras. Does everyone understand that? Of the notes, the different permutations and combinations. These jatis are of two types, pure and distorted. I guess when something is just like I'm trying to give an example, do, re, you know, it's just like, it's not really distorted, not bad distorted like I just made it, but it's something that's not normally done. The sajas are sharva, gandharva, madhyama, panchama, daivata, nishada jatis are called pure. When these are changed, they are called distorted, vikrita. Now that's beyond my knowledge. Though they all sang, Krishna did not sing at the same time as the gopis, amishrita. Another meaning is amishrita is that the gopis sang with pure jatis, not mixed with others. Being the most excellent singers, the gopis sang only in pure form. In an outstanding manner, one gopi performed alapa, improvisation. And that's very interesting because a lot of Indian music, even today, is improvisation music. Like you see, if you ever heard Ravi Shankar, not the new Ravi Shankar, you know, that's something different, someone different. But Ravi Shankar, who played with George Harrison, and who appreciated Prabhupada very much, with the sitar, I mean, he was doing these ragas, but it was 99% improvisation. And that's one reason why we don't really have an understanding what music was like in India 5,000 years ago, because it was improvisation. They actually didn't write it down. They didn't write down, like in the Western world, we write down the notes, right? So we know exactly, you know, Bach, Beethoven, Chopin. Shows that who you were a disciple of. Anyway, you know, it's Maya. And we know exactly, isn't it? We know exactly how they wrote, you know, how much timing there was between the different notes, you know, your quarter note, eighth note, 16 note, triple 16 notes. You know, you got all these different notes in it. It's scientific. It's actually very scientific. Whereas, you know, people talk about Vedic music, but we have no idea what Vedic music was like, other than these descriptions here. But still, it's improvisation. That's called alapa. It's improvisation. It's very interesting. And so it wasn't written down. Exactly, you know, now you do this, now you do that. You know, like in the Western music, you have a composer and everybody has sheets of music. And I remember when I was playing the trombone, we used to have there was an attachment on the trombone where you could have the music in front of you while you were playing it. Has anyone ever seen that? I was in a marching band. Da, 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 da. Anyway. And so it was all very precise. And if I played the wrong note at the wrong time, or I tried to improvise, I would have been out of there in a second. I would have failed. Seeing the gopis sing so skillfully. So this is all, this improvisation, it's like a very, the dancing and singing between Krishna and the gopis is like a dynamic, you know, just back and forth. Emotional expressions. Of course, it's not a big mess like it would be if we were doing it. It's just, it's like the most amazing symphony, but because their hearts are connected to each other, it's melodious. It's beautiful. Because they were connected. You know, if two people are connected completely to each other, like, you know, you find sometimes even in the Western world, that there's two people like, I mean, like Simon Garfunkel or something like that. They can just like go, sit down and improvise and connect and chant together, isn't it? Whereas if you have two people who just show up for the first time and meet each other, you better have a sheet of music to follow. These are the professional musicians. But two people who are connected, like the gopis and Krishna, they're so much connected. So they didn't need to have like sheets of music or someone standing in front of them, you know, just like some composer, Leonard Bernstein. You've heard of him before?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
The famous composer. Huh? Famous composer. Okay, with his baton, you know, and a one, okay, Krishna and the gopis, and a one, and a two, and a
Adi Purusha Tamaham Bhajami Govindam Adi Purusha Tamaham Bhajami Govindam
Adi Purusha Tamaham Bhajami Kandar Bhago Vidamaniya Nishesha Shobha
Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami
Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami
Anganiya Sakale Priya Priti Manti Asyan Vipan Vikayan
Thank you. Ekaho, Sri Krishna, Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shidwaya, Nigadana, Shiva, Siddhi, Gaur.